Good morning. My guest this morning is Jared Sacrin from Sixth Street Playhouse. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Good to have you. So you are directing a production that is opening on August 10th, which is different, to say the least. And the operating title is Fairy Worlds.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
Well, this is actually the second time I've done this adaptation. It was done originally 4 years ago in Arizona at a theater company that I was the producing artistic director of there.
Where in Arizona?
In Mesa, based out of the Mesa Arts Center in Phoenix, Metro Phoenix. And this production was done at the Desert Botanical Garden, if you know where that is, or people may know.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely beautiful cactus and, you know, desert garden. And we created a stage in the middle of nowhere and brought everything in. And that was the first time we did it. And it is a very highly visual 90-minute nonstop adaptation. But it's really, it is a Midsummer Night's Dream. It's just been pushed to a very visual point, and it's very physical.
Great. Okay. Well, that's the way it's at least one of the ways I think it should be.
Mm, yes.
Of all of Shakespeare's plays, I really think that one's the most adaptable.
Yeah, it is. And it can go in so many different directions, and we're going in this one.
So August 10th to September 2nd at Sixth Street Playhouse?
It's next door. People may have heard of Shakespeare in the Cannery.
Right, yes.
And this year we're working in association with them. So they are producing the first production, which is currently running, called In the Mood, which is a musical adaptation of Much Ado About Nothing.
Wow.
And with a big band sound and a lot of big band music. And it's apparently doing really well with the crowds and everything. And so this was I conceived of as a summer of fun Shakespeare.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And very musical, both productions. Fairy Worlds is using original music that was designed for the production I did in Arizona. So it's the same music that done this time, the second time, first time in California. And there's dancing, there's ballet, there's circus aspects, there's some very cool visual effects, and it's 90 minutes. Like I said, it doesn't stop once it starts.
Great. What do you think of California? I mean, you obviously had at least a portion of a career in Arizona, but here you are in the Golden State, right up in Northern California. What's the difference in the two venues?
Well, I love it here. First of all, I have family here.
Oh, good, good.
And I've had in my past times when I've spent time in the Bay Area. I was on faculty at American Conservatory Theater for a number of years.
Yeah.
I actually, going way back, went to junior high in San Francisco.
No kidding. Which one?
Aptus Junior High.
Aptus
I don't even know
high.
If it's still around.
I think it is.
Well, maybe I should drop by there and say hi.
Right.
I was president of my class at Aptus.
Whoa.
No, I love it here. It's great. I've come back periodically through the years, and it's very different than Arizona. That venue at the Garden was heavily sponsored, and it was co-produced by the Garden.
Uh-huh.
Budget was quite large. Here the budget is more modest, and but that's okay because this production works well on any level, really. And I've got a great cast of actors.
How big a cast?
Oh, it's huge. I'm going to say close to 40 something. You know,
I've been in those shows.
We all have.
Yes, right.
There's a lot of fairies. There's like 30 fairies, I think, close to 30.
Excellent.
That's why it's called Fairy Worlds.
Exactly. Jared, thank you very much for coming in. And let's tell people that, yes, indeed, it starts August 10th and plays through to September 2nd. Shakespeare's Midsummer Night's Dream with a twist, I guess you could say.
With a lot of fairies.
Right. Okay. For information, 523-4185, online, 63playhouse.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.